This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. North Korea, here's the report.
Is this the calm before the storm, as President Trump recently hinted at?
You guys know what this represents? Well, the
And according to defense sources, President Trump may visit the DMZ on the Korean border in early November when he visits South Korea.
In North Korea, our goal is denuclearization. We cannot allow this dictatorship to threaten our nation or our allies with unimaginable loss of life. We will do what we must do to prevent that from happening, and it will be done if necessary, believe me.
Former President Carter has now offered to intervene, according to South Korean newspaper Korea Jungang Daily. University of Georgia professor of public and international affairs Park Han-shik told the South Korean paper, should former President Carter be able to visit North Korea, he would like to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and discuss a peace treaty between the United States and the North and a complete denuclearization of North Korea. Park said Carter wants to prevent a second Korean War. The threat of North Korea reaching U.S. territory after modernization of a ballistic missile with a range of 3,000 kilometers has the international community scratching its head. Reuters reports Interfax cited Anton Morozov, a lawmaker and member of the lower house of the Russian Parliament's International Affairs Committee. Morozov was quoted as saying there was no talk about the deadline for solving this task regarding the ballistic missile. Hawaii News Now reported University of Hawaii students recently received an email with the subject reading, in the event of a nuclear attack. New York Daily News reports experts believe that the Hermit Kingdom has also made progress on miniaturizing a warhead that could fit onto an intercontinental ballistic missile which could reach Hawaii in about 20 minutes. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis has alerted the military in case diplomacy fails.
What can the U.S. military do to lessen the likelihood of conflict on the Korean Peninsula?
Oh, what a great question. Let me talk about Korea for a minute because it's on all of our minds. And you know there's a reason that I recommended T.R. Fehrenbach's book, that we all pull it out and read it one more time. But ladies and gentlemen, it is right now a diplomatically led, economic sanctioned, buttressed effort to try to turn North Korea off this path. Now, what does the future hold? Neither you nor I can say. So there's one thing the U.S. Army can do, and that is you have got to be ready to ensure that we have military options that our president can employ if needed. We currently are in a diplomatically led effort. And how many times have you seen the UN Security Council vote unanimously, now twice in a row, to impose stronger sanctions on North Korea? And remember, the Security Council has countries like France and Russia, China, the United States. You know who's on there. And all voted unanimously on this. The international community has spoken, but that means the U.S. Army must stand ready.
So here we are, our troops yet again facing the fog of war, while spoiled, ungrateful, ball-chasing millionaire swine refuse to support those that represent their very survival. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Because Hollywood and all NFL trash and all of it think it's cool to hate America, but they haven't been anywhere else to see the fact that they're complete morons. But globalists are occupiers of this country. They know what they're doing. And so they're our enemies. That's why they have this attitude. So all their minions have the same attitude that a rapist should have, raping your mother in front of you. I mean, they're the enemy, folks. That's why they hate the country, want to stop the recovery and everything else. Well, good luck, scum. You want to fight? You got one.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, these mics are terrible. Alex Jones on Lead Guitar.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Michael Caputo is our guest. He, of course, worked high level of the Trump campaign. A lot of you have seen him in congressional testimonies and seen the media try to demonize him. But now the whole Russia narrative has collapsed. It's come out that they used executive branch money to investigate the president with this whole made-up thing, and that's illegal. Even CNN admits that Mueller is running around doing things that are illegal. So take a knee. Stomp my foot. Michael Caputo is a writer and Republican political operative from Buffalo, New York, a graduate of Hamburg High School. He served the U.S. Army, 25th Infantry, a major in journalism in sunny Buffalo. He also worked as a writer for late Jack Kemp, a press aide for Congress, and a media advisor to George H.W. Bush, an election consultant to Russian President Boris Yeltsin's Kremlin, and dozens of other high-profile campaigns. And they use the fact that working under the CIA, he was sent in for U.S. interest in Russia. They were so desperate for, if you remember, evidence of Russian Trump collusion that they went after the Trump advisor from his campaign claiming, well, you lived in Russia, so you're a Russian agent. Wow, that's next level. But he joins us to get into everything that's happened now, everything that's unfolded. With the NFL doubling down against America, just a month ago, Trump said, you disrespect our veterans, our flag, our country. And the commissioner of the NFL said, no, you disrespect the NFL like they were God. Well, they've had a 35-point-plus drop just this year, 20-plus points before that. That's 55 points. That's more than half their audience the last 4 years. You talk about committing suicide, but it's just like Hollywood is committing suicide on the altar of liberalism, globalism, and America hating. Why do they hate the fans, the flyover country that go see their movies and that go see their football games? Why are they so suicidal? Where is the common sense, Michael Caputo?
Well, I'll tell you, the narrative sure has shifted since Vice President Pence walked out of that Indianapolis-San Francisco game last weekend. It shifted a lot. It shifted a lot for me, too. I'm a big, huge NFL fan. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan genetically. I'm my office where I am right now is on the same street of the Buffalo Bills Stadium here in Orchard Park, New York. And I ask me to boycott the Buffalo Bills, and you're asking me to cut off my right leg, you know? But as soon as, I mean, I actually missed a couple of games and didn't watch a couple of games trying to figure all this out. But Vice President Pence, when he walked out, I was very proud of him. I think that shifted the whole narrative. Because right now, and I understand from a reporter friend of mine, that teams are getting just absolutely record requests for refunds on their season tickets. In fact, the Jacksonville Jaguars have more than 1,000 people who have called in and demanded a refund for their season tickets. If that happens to, let's say, the New England Patriots, they'll have 2,000 people lining up to buy those season tickets. But in Jacksonville, that's not true. And you don't have the New England Patriot-type teams if you don't have the Jacksonville Jaguar teams to play them. So things really turned around at that point. And I think it's coming to a point where it's coming to an end finally. I appeared on a radio show earlier today where the rhetoric out of guys like Robert Klimko, who's a football writer out of Sports Illustrated, now they're saying things like, if you don't agree with what the players are doing, you don't have the capacity to understand. But that's the kind of rhetoric they're leaning back on.
Oh,
they're
total elitism. I've seen the ESPN reports that, you're violating our rights. No, you go to a football game, you piss on America, we have a right to leave, as you said, the vice president. It's that revolutionary act of us removing our economic support for this oppressive system. Just like Gandhi said, don't buy salt from the British anymore. Go to the ocean and get it. That one act brought down the British Empire. We have the money power. We, the people, how we vote with our dollars.
It's true, and you may see the indignance still coming out of the liberal media, and certainly the shift of attitude of the folks who were supporting this protest during the national anthem is now shifting toward away from trying to convince you to now saying you're just stupid. We're at a point right now where we're just talking past each other, and I believe really that the idea that the Jacksonville Jaguars could in one fell swoop lose probably now thousands of season tickets. It's the economic power of the NFL fan that changed this thing. I mean, I think Jerry Jones...
I mean, Michael Pittle, you're absolutely right. As a top Republican Patriot strategist out there, I want to come back from breaking into Bannon and the whole revolution, Civil War, yep, the Republican Party, but we're winning. If they've gone from whole teams kneeling a month ago to only a few guys doing it, the NFL say stop it, the NBA says stop it, and they're losing, massive percentages of their viewers. That shows America has spoken. Is this not a crushing defeat for them?
That's absolutely true. And I'll tell you, the economic power of populism is coming more and more to the forefront. In fact, I think we're starting to win across the board, and that's why the rhetoric is getting even hotter. That's why the Russia investigation, for example, look at what they're doing to Roger Stone, my good friend, your good friend. They're now threatening to subpoena him for him as what he could be regarded as a reporter or a journalist in some kind of a challenge in court, demanding that he give his sources, and he's refusing. In the Obama era, when some of the liberal side's consultants like Roger were subpoenaed, they just ignored it. And we're coming to the point now where the rhetoric is getting so hot that guys like Roger Stone and Paul Manafort and others who are honorable men...
Sure, but you're not supposed to say it, Michael, but it's come out in Congress. You were not in the CIA, but it was a CIA operation to keep Yeltsin in power for America. They're so desperate. All they've got is to say that a CIA operative who lived in Russia is their evidence. That's all they've got is burning their own operatives. That's their proof. I mean, this is ridiculous.
The CIA could never afford me, I'm afraid, though. But I'll tell you, the operation...
No, but I mean, in general, I looked it up. That whole operation to keep Yeltsin in was in the purview of the State Department of the CIA, correct?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of government interests in Yeltsin's reelection.
Well, the point is the nerve of you propping up Yeltsin when that was U.S. policy, and now they say you're a dirty commie. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, I was sent over there by the Clinton administration. I worked under Clinton administration operatives in the United States Embassy there. The public affairs program running out of the U.S. Embassy was vast and multi-millions of dollars.
Sure, it just shows how they're burning American patriots in an attempt to claim some Russian connection. Next, they're going to say John Wayne is a Russian agent.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, they're great guys. You know, I can tell you, there were 16, 17 national Democratic players who were connected to Obama, connected to Clinton, who at the time of when Hillary Clinton's campaign created this whole bogus Russia Trump charge, there were 16, 17 of her colleagues in the operative level who were registered agents of the Kremlin and Kremlin-connected companies, registered agents who were among them making millions of dollars representing the interests of the Kremlin. And those are just the ones who declared their actual income legal.
Sure. So Miley Pluto, Politics New York. We're going to come right back to you, politicsny.net. We're going to come back and ask your crystal ball where you see the Trump revolution, where it is, Bannon, the whole fight, and more straight ahead. But let me tell you, NFL, jump the shark, baby.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I am Neil DeForest.
Neil DeForest!
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right. High-level Trump advisor during the 2016 epic populist rebellion joins us, Michael Caputo. Finishing up with the NFL, the collapse of Hollywood financially, culturally, MSN, all the major channels. Their attempt is to censor and to shut down and say we're all Russian agents and the Russians did it when the EU, the Vatican, the Saudi Arabians, Hollywood, the big telecoms, the big tech companies all ganged up on Flyover America, tried to start a race war. That all blew up. And then now they're kneeling during the anthem. And then it goes on for years. Then the fans leave. And as you said, they call us stupid. Or we're censoring them, not seeing crybabies that make $10 million a year. This is crazy. You've got Bannon saying burn down the Republican Party. I agree. The Blue Bloods, the Democrats are burning themselves down. Jerry Brown's legalizing, giving people HIV in California. Michael Caputo, politicsny.net. What is going on here?
It's really interesting. I think, like you said in the previous segment, we're at the point now where the supporters of Donald Trump and the populist nationalist movement in the United States is really taking a lot of gaining a lot of ground here. I'm really interested in what Steve Bannon is doing, and his organization is moving on to challenging senators and congressmen and the Republican incumbents that are anti-Trump or who have been an impediment to the Trump agenda. You saw what happened in Alabama. He's already spreading out across the Senate and across the Republican incumbents in the House too. And I'll tell you, at least the news momentum right now is the alarm is being rung by the media. The alarm is being rung by the establishment Republicans.
Oh, look at Corker and all them not running. I mean, they are scared. And I don't want to take credit from Bannon, but I want the audience to know they get the credit. Bannon is just trying to organize and motivate the already huge overthrow of all incumbents, all special elections, all runoffs, Republican runoffs. I mean, everywhere, establishment Democrat Republicans out. And so surfing in is Bannon. More power to him. Great organization skills. Great what he's doing. I want the audience to understand, though, this is America totally sending a message. We're done.
There's no question. You know, I was visiting with Steve Bannon and his team last week, along with former Congressman Michael Grimm and other operatives, and you can't believe, you know, they call the building there the Breitbart Embassy. You know how it's just brimming with energy and activity, and also I was very impressed by how many United States military veterans they have working there. Especially there's a good number of Marines in there. It's a really
because this is the retaking of America. This is a military operation. This is war.
And that group absolutely understands that this is much bigger than them, and they're just trying to harness the energy of this movement to drain the swamp and get rid of the...
But isn't that why they say, oh, InfoWars are banned, and don't use the term war? The Hollywood, the globalists, they're at war. They want America to bankrupt so they can control it. They're pissed that Trump has the economy coming back. I mean, this is really war, and they don't want us to know it's war.
Well, I'll tell you, the folks over at the White Hart Embassy know what they're fighting, a really tough uphill battle, that's for darn sure. And I think that we're still fighting it in the administration as well. We still see anti-Trump people in the administration, and we see
But despite
of
all them, Trump's instincts continue to shine through. I mean, there's a paradox there.
Absolutely, but you know, I talked to Keith Schiller, who is the president's former security director, who recently...
Oh, yeah, why did he leave? Well, I mean, what really happened?
Well, I mean, he told me that all these stories going on right now about how he and General Kelly were fighting are absolutely false. And I have friends of mine who don't believe that. But Keith told me he left because he just couldn't afford it anymore, and he hated it. He hated everything about it. He hated the way that people were stabbing his guy in the back, and he could do nothing about that. He's now down in Florida in private business. But Keith told me that every single morning he would greet the president at the residence door. It was part of his job to get him and take him down to the Oval Office, and that was their time every morning, to and from the residence. And he told me that every single morning, no matter how he got beat down the day before, President Trump would come to the door bounding out of there, filled with energy, ready to take everything on. That, I'll tell you, Alex, is a highly unusual man. And I mean,
well, that's the spirit. He understands he's in a fight. He's not going to let him demoralize him. It's that spirit they hate.
It's the truth. And they've never seen it before. And it can never happen again. Right? I mean, that's why they're burning. They're going to try to destroy Donald Trump. They're going to destroy his family. They're going to destroy his businesses. They're going to destroy all his friends like Roger Stone and those of us who have worked around him before. Because they need a smoking crater where he once stood.
They want that to be a message to everyone. They want to be a message to everyone. You stand up for America, we're going to destroy you, Michael.
That's right. And if any billionaire with a high-minded idea of helping America comes forward in 10, 15 years after Donald Trump, they want people to say, are you crazy, Bill? They're going to Donald Trump you.
Haven't all the attacks only lit him on fire like the sun? I mean, it's really backfiring. This is epic.
It is, and like Keith Schiller told me, it's just an unusual man in horrible circumstances can stand up and do great things, and I'm really glad folks like Steve Bannon and you others are standing up, because I think, actually, Alex, we're starting to move the ball.
Oh, I think you're being conservative. I don't want to be too positive for folks, because the enemy can do some big stuff, but look at Hollywood. Look at the NFL's collapse. It's all, they're destroying themselves in their attempt to stop America and its resurgence.
It really is, and you see the half-baked comedians holding out the bloody masks of the president, and then they absolutely self-destruct. And now you see the movement behind disrespecting the national anthem, no matter what their reasons are, because they have every right to protest, and I never want to see anyone not granted their rights to protest. If their employer's issue with them, I get that. I don't like the fact that they stomp on the values of veterans and combat veterans and the families of those who we've lost. And they don't get that. They do get that. They know that that's what they're doing, but they don't care. And because of that disdain for longstanding tradition and reverence to those who have given their lives in this country, they're losing again. It's always this tone-deaf view of America where you can hold up a mask of the president dripping blood, and you think you can do these, or kneel in disrespect of veterans and the families of the fallen, and you can prevail, and those days are over.
That's right. America was asleep. Now she's awake. PoliticsNY.net. Michael Caputo, please join us again very soon. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Alex. Take care.
We're going to come back to all the news I haven't gotten to yet, but it's true. It's the animating contest. It's so real. Look, you just got to be against pedophilia and Satan worship and just want to be a good person and love God, and then you're in the good side. But see, they can't do that, folks. They're a pack of losers, and they're going to lose. We're going to make sure they do. This is the resistance.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Burning down the house. Burning down the globalists. It's not that the American flag's perfect. It's not that they haven't used it to launch wars that are wrong. It's not that we don't get sometimes, it can be a little cheesy. Until you realize there's a widow there that lost her son, or a father there that lost his daughter, or a sister there that lost her brother. And then you realize that all we have is these old institutions, and they're not perfect, but what the globalists are pushing, oh, we know it's real bad. It's not based on people. It's not based on strength. It's based on lies. It's based on fraud. They want to override everything, not to make it better, but to make it worse. America was the override. The Renaissance was the override. True human empowerment. Bring down the royals. Bring down the elites. Free market ideas. Total open society. Soros calls his group that because he's fighting open society. Society where people vote with their money, with their dollars, where they go, what they do. That creates high civilization. The knowledge of the crowd, human empowerment, not what they're doing. And when you realize this whole rebellion is like trying to get a bunch of metaphysical Harry Weinsteins off your back that are raping you, then you understand it's not like you're even trying to run something or go somewhere. You just want people off your back. That's all this is. Because normal people, if we get evil people off our backs and learn the instinct to be against them and learn to stand against them when they try to get an inch because they'll take it a mile, we'll build nirvana, Valhalla, heaven. But isn't our imperfection already that? They tell you all day they're going to make you perfect by following what they say. It's like Rose McGowan put out, Weinstein, write me. Twitter suspends her account. Oh, it's the woman. It's the feminist. But at that point, see, you don't protect her because what you claim you're promoting and what you're doing is the opposite. See, that's the joke. It's like the old Dragnet TV show. They made a movie about it in the 80s with Tom Hanks and Aykroyd. Dragnet. And you got the Playboy owner, and he just is having a good time. He's not a bad guy. He's not a good guy. He's just, you know, kind of a seedy twit. But it's the preacher. Preacher selling drugs and devil worshiping and killing people. And what's Hollywood telling you there? They're throwing it in your face. And you imagine the prison that it is to be somebody like Harvey Weinstein's wife, who to make her clothing line successful, she has to marry this guy, who she doesn't love, who he doesn't love, so that she can bully other stars to make them wear her clothes, and then she feels powerful by doing that. See, somebody that isn't a psychopath goes, that's really stupid. And that's why they run our lives. Because we aren't like that. I couldn't imagine with my employees like going around bullying them, like if you don't wear what I want or you don't do what I want, like trying to micromanage them and stuff, like you must do what I say outside in your own life or I'm going to ruin you because I have power. No, that's not power. That's weakness. But see, I don't think like that. I'm straight up. And so they think I'm weak. Because I'm not a devil worshiper. I mean, I'm so in love with God's creation and everything God's given me. I don't worship the creation, but I mean, I'd worship that if there wasn't God. Wow. I mean, worship just means I'm plugged in. I'm like, whatever you got, just keep doing it. I'm wedded to. I'm married to Jesus Christ. And it doesn't mean that I don't know that I'm not wicked, but I have knowledge of that. And then I look at these people that are wedded to what they're wedded to, and it's like, who wants to be Quentin Tarantino? He's not a good director. He's just a degenerate and super deformed and ugly. So they like him because he likes to defile people. He's acting dumb. He doesn't know about the Weinstein stuff. Give me a break, you little thug. I mean, I remember seeing a film showing of The French Connection and The Exorcist, because the director directed both, and he was in Austin in a theater, and I went with my first wife, and I was there. And there was Tarantino, and he was across the room. He was just staring like he wanted to kill me. He was just all upset and freaked out. I saw him. He was talking crap about me and everything, and I just laughed at the guy. Like, I would go. It's just like they spiritually, though, knew. Because that's one thing they've got is this time shift connection. They don't have a lot of knowledge spiritually about the future and about culture and about life, but they do have a sense of things. And he just was looking at me and hating me so much and then pointing at me and talking crap about me because the guy is a deformed demon. I mean, I'm sad for deformed people, but he's a deformed, ugly, stupid, warped person that a demon uses like a pen to, you know, write Pulp Fiction. He's a tool. He's a tool bag. And he sees somebody like me who just is a normal person, a farmer, and he hates me, and he wants to destroy me. So we're going to come out in the next segment, and I'm going to go boom, boom, boom with these five or six Trump clips I've got that are so revolutionary. The sun is yellow. The sky is blue. The water's wet. Mothers and fathers and families are wonderful. And they're like, no! No, stop it! You'll use the language we say. We'll do what we say. It's not enough for us to get kids down in basements and pull their teeth out while they cry for mommy with pliers. We want to hurt your kids really bad. Because it's the only time we feel powerful, because we're such slugs. Please, please, please let us run your life. No, don't. Don't you say families are good? No! We're like, dude, you should be in a mental ward, not running stuff. Your red carpets are carpets of blood running right over the edge into oblivion. And the metaphor, the allegory rings true. Just like Pennywise the clown is just an anglerfish's light hanging out front from the big spider. That's all you are. And then we see who would sell out to evil. They're these ugly, degenerate, filthy blobs. By the way, they just finished a video that Hollywood's dead. Remind me if that's ready. They told me it was ready almost 30 months ago. That is powerful. I want to air that here, too. Just briefly, everything I do metaphysically must give back as much energy as I receive. Okay? So understand that. And that's just in the product itself, not in what we do on here. You've got my pledge to give you the best products at the best prices to be able to fund this operation to where we can get you high-quality products, fund the operation, and I can withstand the enemy's attacks. I need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Survival Shield X2. Oh, what a game changer. 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. Rainforest, 50% off. That's about to end. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And when you fund us, you have my sworn commitment to you, just like Donald Trump auditioned in front of you 2 years ago here on air. You will not be disappointed. I commit to you that I will do this. I am swearing to you my commitment, but I need your financial support. I need your prayers. InfoWarsStore.com. Do it now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth clean tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com are the main sites at the club. Let's hope you don't spread the links to. Coming up as we start the next hour, I'll hand the baton to Mike Cernovich with all his big breaking news, but I'm going to play a clip we put together titled Hollywood is Dead. Get ready for that. And there's more. But first off, Trump says, we're saying Merry Christmas again. This was at the Value Voters Summit. And this is a revolutionary act against the globalists. You go, well, that's just silly to say that. No, they want to take everything from you and make any culture you have bad, so you'll just lay down and say, whatever the newest download is, I will accept it. This is cult programming, and this is America and the world saying no, and that's all Trump's doing is saying it's okay to say Merry Christmas. Here it is.
And as we approach the end of the year, you know, we're getting near that beautiful Christmas season that people don't talk about anymore. They don't use the word Christmas because it's not politically correct. You go to department stores and they'll say Happy New Year and they'll say other things and it'll be red. They'll have it painted, but they don't say, well, guess what? We're saying Merry Christmas again.
What a cult, man. Our country. How do we even do this? What a group of pedophiles in Hollywood, the goodness. That's who runs this. Okay, that's the, I mean, literally, the pedophiles go, we can tell them not to have Christmas, they say mom and dad, then we can sexualize their kids. Oh, they'll buy into it. Yeah, we'll get those kids. Let's continue. The American founders invoked our creator. You better. But how many times do you hear it now? No. Things have changed. But you know what? They're changing back again. Wow. You can say what you want about his policies. They're great overall, but this is the real power. Breaking the will of the globalist. It's why they hate him so much. This is oxygen coming back in the room. Here it is.
It's our faith and our values that inspires us to give with charity, to act with courage, and to sacrifice for what we know is right. The American founders invoked our Creator four times in the Declaration of Independence. Four times.
I invoke it now. I invoke it now. I need God's help.
So times have changed, but you know what? Now they're changing back again. Just remember that.
That's right. Powerful. Powerful. Simple things like this are powerful. There's no doubt now, ladies and gentlemen. It's those, you think those simple things are not simple. The enemy is reeling, and everything they've done is falling right now. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip. We know that parents, not bureaucrats, know what's best, how to raise our children. Remember just MSNBC a few years ago? Your kids belong to the state. We got to get past this idea that kids belong to families. Well, let me tell you, when I got up at 2 a.m. this morning to take care of my baby daughter at 5 months old so my wife could sleep, and I was up giving her a bottle of milk for an hour and a half till 3:30 in the morning, let me tell you, it wasn't the state doing that. And I loved doing it. And I had a special time with my daughter. And I got back up at 6 a.m. to do it again. Wasn't some state did that. That's my daughter, my blood, my history, my future. Here it is.
Bureaucrats think they can run your lives, overrule your values, meddle in your faith, and tell you how to live, what to say, and how to pray. But we know that parents, not bureaucrats, know best how to raise their children and create a thriving society. We know that faith and prayer, not federal regulation. And by the way, we are cutting regulations at a clip that nobody has ever seen before. Nobody. In 9 months, we have cut more regulation than any president has cut during their term in office.
It was all done to destroy the country.
We are doing it.
How we got so far down the line with these people. I mean, it's just like, get off our backs. Hear about somebody smothering you or like on top of you? It's like they're just, it's claustrophobic. Just get out of our lives. Go be scum. Go away. Go get away. I don't want to kill you. But I know in the end, you're not going to go away. I know that. But when we get rid of you, it's going to be like dumping dog crap in a bucket. In the trash. It's not like some big ceremony here. We're just getting you off our backs. As long as we have pride in our country, confidence in our future, and faith in our God, America will prevail. Again, what does they give us? No God, nothing. Them, Hollywood. Exactly. Again, this is Trump engaging in a mass exorcism against the globalist Satanists. Here it is.
The people who grace our lives and fill our homes and build our communities are the true strength of our nation and the greatest hope for a better tomorrow. As long as we have pride in our country, confidence in our future and faith in our God, then America will prevail. We will defeat every evil, overcome every threat, and meet every single challenge. We will defend our faith and protect our traditions. We will find the best in each other and in ourselves. We will pass on the blessings of liberty and the glories of God to our children. Oh. Our values will endure. Our nation will thrive. Our citizens will flourish. And our freedom will triumph. Thank you to the Value Voter Summit. Such an incredible group of people you are. Thank you to all of the faithful here today. And thank you to the people of faith all across our nation and all over the world. May God bless you. May God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much, everybody.
Incredible. And what does that mean? It means we're not self-centered. We believe in something bigger. We're not a bunch of psychopathic jerks. We govern ourselves. We're not turned over to pure evil. This is so revolutionary. I should have started the whole broadcast with this today. I just get focused on other stuff. Listen to this. In the last 10 months, we followed through on one promise after another. It's true. Even stuff I didn't completely agree with, he's following through on. This is so revolutionary. Doing what you say you're going to do and not being duplicitous. Here it is.
In the last 10 months, we have followed through on one promise after another. I didn't have a schedule, but if I did have a schedule, I would say we are substantially ahead of schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. Way better than I thought.
Some of those promises are to support and defend the Constitution. I appointed and confirmed a Supreme Court justice in the mold of the late, great Justice Antonin Scalia. The newest member of the Supreme Court, Justice Neil Gorsuch.
Let's finish up with Trump on Puerto Rico. Here it is.
We also stand with the millions of people who have suffered from the massive fires which are right now raging in California and the catastrophic hurricanes along the Gulf Coast in Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands. And I will tell you, I left Texas and I left Florida and I left Louisiana and I went to Puerto Rico and I met with the president of the Virgin Islands. These are people that are incredible people. They've suffered gravely, and we'll be there. We're going to be there. We have really, it's not even a question of a choice. We don't even want a choice. We're going to be there as Americans, and we love those people and what they've gone through. And they're all healing, and their states and territories are healing, and they're healing rapidly. In the wake of the terrible tragedies of the past several weeks, the American people have responded with goodness and generosity and bravery. You've seen it. The heroism of everyday citizens reminds us that the true strength of our nation is found in the hearts and souls of our people. When America is unified, no force on earth can break us apart.
All right, we're going to have a break. I got a special video coming up, but Dennis Hastert is now a convicted pedophile come out against Trump. You can't make a joke out of this. It's like Brian Williams. It's like, what new mummy will they pull out of a crypt to throw against us? I mean, this is who we're fighting?
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.